So we talk about the importance of our first responders and making sure that they have the support they need, not just to do the job effectively, but especially when they clock out. And it's one of the reasons I love to connect with the Fairfield County Trauma Response Team. It's a nonprofit alliance of mental health professionals dedicated to helping first responders and the Connecticut community heal from trauma, tragedy, and stress. And welcoming back to the show today, Linda Ross with Fairfield County Trauma Response Team. Linda, thank you for always giving us the time here on WYCC. It's such an important topic, and I love the work that you guys do. So I appreciate you professionally, but also for you giving us the time here on the show.
Well, thank you, Melissa. Those are kind words, and it's always a pleasure to talk with you. I love working with the team. It's been the best part of my nearly 40-year career in mental health. It is such an honor to work with these wonderful people, and it's especially poignant right now as we're approaching the 25th anniversary of September 11th.
It's so wild to even say that out loud.
I know.
Like, it's crazy to even hear you say that. And I'm excited to certainly talk about the connection to this year's anniversary, but also the Fairfield County Trauma Response Team. Because let's go back for a second, Linda, and even talk about why this team was even created. In fact, I had the incredible opportunity when I first learned about you guys to talk to one of the firefighters in Stamford who responded to that deadly fire, the grandparents, grandchildren, Christmas fire. Horrible story, probably one of the worst I've told in my news career. And talking to one of the firefighters who used your services to overcome the trauma and the PTSD of it all. Talk about how you guys, you know, how it functions and who you're helping and sort of the therapies you offer.
Well, it was actually the Stamford Fire Department after that fire who contacted us. As you know, it happened on Christmas Day. It was a horrible tragedy. There were 70 firefighters on that call. There were no survivors. They were exposed to terrible sights and smells. And when they got back to their department, they called their EAP and said, "We need some help down here. We really are in a bad way." And they were told that it was Christmas Day, there was nobody available, and they would give them a call after the holidays, have a happy new year. Well, that really wasn't too helpful. Fortunately, one of the captains there, who's a wonderful, wonderful firefighter, wonderful leader, and wonderful part of our team, Jacques Roy, is married to one of our movers and shakers, Dawn Roy, and he called her up. She is a trauma therapist. And she called a number of us, and we went down and provided services. And because it was such a horrible call, and this is sort of a weird thing to say, but because it was so terrible, we were able to edge past some of the stigma that first responders feel about going for mental health services. Their mission is to save lives. And when bad things happen, they're told to suck it up and move on. So it was, you know, problematical to get in, but we did. We just went from department to department and provided trauma services, education. And I can thankfully say that a lot of the stigma has disappeared, especially from the fire service. Police officers are a bit more reluctant, but we're getting there. And it's just been a wonderful, rewarding experience. And when we do presentations, we take first responders with us, and they talk about their own experiences with therapy and really are so instrumental in getting their colleagues to come forth and use our services, most of which are free, by the way.
Yeah. Explain that to people, Linda, because we talk about a stigma, but I think it's really fascinating why there's such a stigma around getting help when you're a cop or a firefighter, EMS worker, you're a first responder. Because what really became, I thought, clear to me in learning more about the work that you guys do and who you're working with, it's not a matter of I'm ashamed of it. It's more of, will the public think I'm still credible to do the job? if I struggled with something I responded to. That, I don't know, it struck a chord with me when I first learned that, because I always thought the stigma was, oh, I'm ashamed to say that I might have a mental health thing going on, or I struggled with something. But it was the idea of, will the public still trust me? Will they think I'm credible to do this job? And that just broke my heart. That idea of, like, you're not human. You're just, like, you can't break. That's always stuck with me.
Yeah, I know. Well, I think it's even more than the public looking at them in a different way, because the services they receive are all confidential. So the public isn't necessarily involved in that piece of it, but it was their own sense of selves. This is what I signed on for. I should be able to do it. And I'll just have to get past this and deal with my own demons. And maybe if I go for help and I work some of this out, I'm going to lose my edge and I won't be as effective in saving lives. We had to get past that a lot. And what we were able to get across through the treatment was that you are not going to lose your edge. You're going to be more you, because you won't be carrying all that excess baggage and trauma along with you.
Yeah, it's so true. Right, it's so true. You're healing a piece of you that actually will make you stronger and have clarity. But again, that stigma is, I think, a very unique one. Because I think in general, people addressing their mental health, there's still a stigma for so many people in the world. But I think when you're a first responder or you're with the military, it's a different level, which is almost an identity crisis. It is fascinating.
You're absolutely right. But one of the wonderful things that happened is that the administrations of some of the departments, not all, were reluctant to accept therapeutic services in. And that has completely changed. The administrations of, I would say, almost every department that we've been in is supportive and anxious to get us in and anxious to get their men healthy. And that has meant so much to have that support from the top. The other really exciting event was peer support was developed in almost every department. So now if something is wrong with one of the responders, and they're going to be the first to know because they're all very close and they live with each other, week after week. And now we have a situation where somebody will say, hey, Bob, you don't seem like yourself. You've been really quiet and really withdrawn. What's going on with you? Let's talk about it. And that works beautifully. So what we've been able to do is have that filter down into peer support, and they can work with their colleagues even before we come in.
It really is hard to believe that we're coming up on 25 years since the 9/11 attacks right here in New York City. Joining us now is Linda Ross, who is with the Fairfield County Trauma Response Team, and the work that they do. They help first responders who are dealing with PTSD because of the jobs that they do. So those are our firefighters, our police officers, our EMS workers. And, 9/11 obviously hit everybody very hard, Linda, here in America. But Connecticut was one of the areas where we lost people from Connecticut. Yeah. We had first responders specifically in Fairfield County meeting at Sherwood Island State Park in Westport and watching this unfold and everyone just immediately going to Manhattan to go and respond and to go and help in any way that they could. I mean, 9/11 is definitely something that, especially in Fairfield County, we felt, very hard. Not that, we're competing. But my point being is I think it's really fitting that the Fairfield County Trauma Response Team is doing something in connection to 9/11, because there is such a strong connection there. And I know from first responders, they still carry responding to 9/11 or many other traumas since then. They carry that on a daily basis.
Oh, yes, they do. Yes, they do. Some of them don't even realize that they've been carrying it until the anniversary showed up. And all of a sudden, everything came out again. It was like they were a lot of them were reliving it. And so we're kind of dealing with it all over again. You're absolutely right in that Fairfield County was very badly hit. I do want to make the point that since you and I have talked, we have expanded into other counties as well as Fairfield. We've kept the name because that's how we're known, but we're also in New Haven County and Litchfield County and Hartford County. We have a number of teams who are working to provide services there.
That's amazing.
We used to have to do the traveling out of Fairfield, and it just got to be unmanageable. But because we started to be known, other people came forward and said, we want to help too in our area. So that's been a wonderful outgrowth as well.
That's incredible. I love that update because that's just it. I mean, we've got first responders across the state of Connecticut who, you know, there's no boundaries, unfortunately, of going through this type of trauma. So I love to hear the expansion. What is FCTRT doing in correlation with the anniversary of 9/11?
Well, I'm going to turn that over to Megan, who wonderfully approached us. I have not even met Megan yet. Most of us haven't. And she contacted one of our members and said, I want to help. What can I do? And then she figured out what she was going to do. And from what I hear, she has done a magnificent job. And it sounds like a lot of fun, but I'm going to let her talk about that.
Oh, do we have Megan here?
I hope we do.
Oh, I don't know if I have Megan here. Do we have Megan on the line, Eric? I don't think so. No, I don't think we do.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
She texted me last night.
No.
I gave her the information.
That's okay. No,
oh,
no, no.
That's
it's
a shame.
It's okay. That's totally fine. No, we can connect with Megan. I mean, can we give the details of when this is happening and maybe we can reconnect with Megan again? Yeah, no, I don't have Megan here.
Okay. It's going to be on Sunday, the 13th of September, and it is going to be a wonderful Irish band, whom I've never heard before, but they're supposed to be fantastic, and they are very well known in the area. They're going to be playing. There's going to be, I believe, a raffle and some auction items, and I will have to get you the address because I don't have it in front of me. But I can certainly text that to you, and maybe you can add it to another episode. I'm sorry she's not here.
No, that's okay. This is, just to make sure I've got this right, this is happening at Stonebridge in Milford. This the and this is, it says halfway to St. Patrick's Day. This is the event where you could get the, okay.
Yes.
I have the details here. Because I'm a Milford resident. In fact, I found out about this because I live in Milford. And then I immediately reached out to your team.
So I can finally get to meet you.
I know, right? It's so crazy because I've been able to connect with people like Linda, Dawn Roy, who you mentioned before. But I've never met any of you guys. I mean, I admire the work that you guys do. And no, we've never met in person. So I would love to be able to do that. But this is, as you mentioned, September 13th. At Stonebridge right here in Milford. And I do actually, I have a link here that I'm going to put up on our website where you can pre-order some of, you guys have t-shirts here. Like, I can't wait to order these, the halfway to St. Patty's Day. And then there are admissions tickets as well. So I could put those links up on my website, voiceofct.com, so people can buy tickets and be there for the event. And again, just to make sure I have this right, Linda, all the proceeds going back to Fairfield County Trauma Response Team?
Yes, that's correct. And as I said, we're very grateful to her because she's not a member of the team. She's a member of the community and wanted to help. And that's one of the first times that someone from outside our team has come forward and said, I want to do something. So we are very appreciative, and I think it will be fun. And I think that we will need celebration after the somber nature of the event and the commemorations that we'll all be attending at various places, including the Stamford Fire Department. We will be interacting with a team of riders who have written down from the north and are ending up in New York City at the site of the towers.
Wow.
So that's very exciting, and we will be having either dinner and or breakfast with them, which I'm really looking forward to. But so it will be a somber time, a time of mourning, but we'll be together in community, and hopefully we'll have a little fun at the same time.
Yeah, we love that. I am curious, though. I have to ask this question, and maybe it is a Megan question, so forgive me. But why halfway to St. Patrick's Day? I mean, I think that sounds like a blast and I love it, but I'm curious why that was the theme.
As far as I know, that was the band's decision. They are Irish. And
I mean, I have no issue with that. I have no issue with that. I'm surrounded by Irishmen in my life, so I'm fine with that. Right. So it's totally, I have no issue with that whatsoever. I was just curious. I think that's such a fun theme.
Well, I think it also gives us all an excuse to have some fun and drink a lot of beer, which we'll probably need by then.
Amen to that. Amen to that. Well, that's very cool. And I'm going to link, as I mentioned, more information to our website. I'm actually going to put on there the link if you want to buy tickets, if you want to pre-order the shirts. You have until tomorrow to do that, actually, for the early bird special. So I'll put all those links up on our website, voiceofct.com. I'm also going to link the website for the Fairfield County Trauma Response Team so you can learn more if you know somebody who could use their services. Linda Ross, thank you and your entire team at FCTRT. I so appreciate you, and I look forward to finally meeting you in person coming up on September 13th at Stonebridge for this event. Thank you so much.